Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three and today's show, this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Biden completely embarrassed, or should have embarrassed, Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh on Labor Day, attending that rally at a union plant. I believe it was steelworkers. Completely screwing up the numbers, misquoting, lying, not remembering, making stuff up, whatever you want to attribute it to. Bottom line, Biden needs to stay away from the campaign trail, in my opinion. Unless you want to help Donald Trump win. Now, talking about facts, talking about statistics, talking about real information, a fellow talk show host, Joe Pags, which, by the way, I absolutely, totally admire this guy's voice. God, Lord Jesus, have me wake up one day and sound like Joe Pags. I would be so thankful. He's got a great radio voice. He put together this short, I believe it's like 2 minutes and 42 second video snippet, looking at data that he actually researched and looked up. Bureau of Labor Statistics and other information, the stock market, NASDAQ, he looked at it all, mortgage rates. If you want this video, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'm going to play it for you right now. Nine specific issues, along with five other references that he makes in this video, comparing Donald Trump's presidency, the 4 years he was in office, sworn in on January 20th, 2017, through January 20th of 2021, compared to the last almost 4 years now of Biden-Harris. Listen to these numbers and share this.
What's really important to all of us, do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Gross food prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Joe Peggs, right there. He has got absolutely, probably, commercial. Turn that off. These commercials just kicked right in, folks. I apologize. Here is the point he's making. Numbers don't lie. That's why people have accountants. That's why they have bookkeepers. That's why there's budgets. That's why you look at the spending. Look at the revenue coming in, the spending going out, determine to make sure that you're balancing the budget for local government, state government. Federal government, at the federal level, it doesn't matter. They overspend the budget all the time. That's why we have a huge deficit in this country. They simply print more money. That's called inflation. The value of your dollar goes down when they print more money, as opposed to keeping a finite amount of money in circulation to work the economy. So, as a result, 4 years of Donald Trump, much better. And actually, the average on gasoline alone, in there he mentions the average price under Donald Trump was $2.49. But if you stop the video and actually look at the bar graph that he has, they started high under Donald Trump when he first took office, January 20th of 2017. Why? Because he escorted Obama's out of the White House. Obama's energy energy policies and prices, very similar to what we've experienced for the last 3.5 years under Biden Harris. So he comes into office at roughly $3.50 a gallon. Under Donald Trump, if you stop the video and actually look at the bar graph, it's a straight decline. When Donald Trump left office on January 20th of 2021, gasoline was $1.89 a gallon. I have a screenshot of a local gas station in Elk Rapids Village Market where I get gas. When I'm heading toward Traverse City, I don't have enough gas to get to Traverse City, so I usually stop and put 5-6 gallons in, because when I get to Traverse City, I can buy it for 30-40 cents a gallon cheaper than Elk Rapids. I took a picture the day Donald Trump left office in January of 2021. Village Market's regular unleaded gas was $1.89 a gallon. That bar graph totally substantiates those numbers. Trump took office from O'Biden, $3.50. Average over the time he was in office, $2.49. When he left office, $1.89. Fuel was declining under Donald Trump's presidency. Biden's average is right back to $3.50 a gallon, which is what it was under Obama. Inflation. This is absolutely one of the best 2 minute and 42 second videos Joe Pags has ever put together explaining the numbers of the economy. Again, text me Pags and I'll send you the link. Here's the point. We have got to get people to stop thinking about this election emotionally. You've got to look at this intellectually. Between that video and the cards that we have available to ship to you guys right now, we have them here. We're ready to ship them out to you for a $25 donation. Our cost to print them, ship them, get them here, repackage them up in packages of 100, put them in a padded envelope, and mail it to you with a rear window sticker and a few business cards of the show and the radio station, we're asking for a $25 donation. You go to the website, acconservatives.org, donate $25. We'll ship you the package out this week. What are you going to get? 100 cards that you give to 100 people. You just pass them out. Ask them to look at those 11 questions on the back of the card. Ask themselves these 11 questions. Then simply ask 11 of their friends to look at the 11 questions. In doing this, where they're looking at not Democratic or Republican issues, these are American issues, folks. They're asking themselves and looking at, how do you feel about the high price of gasoline and diesel? What about the cost security concerns caused by our open and unprotected borders? Inflation, the economy, surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Forced EV electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices, the woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges, challenges to the loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children, increased drug deaths, rising interest rates, mortgage rates. Lastly, how do you feel about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights? Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, talk about these issues with your family, friends, neighbors, coworkers. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. We will send you 100 of these cards. If you ask people to read these 11 questions and then ask 11 of their friends these 11 questions, you could impact in your local community, in your county, folks, potentially 1,100 voters to get them to think about it. And if they want more video documentation, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send you this video. Between the card and the video, it should open people's minds to think about this intellectually. Look at the numbers. Look at the facts. Don't base your vote on TV commercials. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. So we have a lot of text messaging going on back and forth. The main text messages request so far starts off with cards. If you would like these cards shipped to you, text me cards. I'll send you the link to acconservatives.org. You can make the $25 donation. We'll send the package out to you. We'll include a couple of rear window stickers for your glass on the back of your vehicle so you can advertise for us, become a mobile billboard, get people to listen to 97.7 FM. Greatly appreciate that. Also, some business cards, the radio station on the front, the show on the back. You can give to people, tell them to check us out. MyPillow, MP, text me MP for MyPillow. I'll text you the screenshot of the website with the promo code TRUCKERRANDY and the 800 number to call if you can't do it on a computer or your cell phone. PAGS, P-A-G-S, if you want that 2-minute and 42-second video that Joe PAGS produced, put together, I'll send you the link to that. And the video for the election process. 8 minutes and 55 seconds tutorial instructions on how to request an absentee ballot and what to do with it. Test your local clerk's qualified voter files. See if somebody votes for you because you didn't turn in your absentee ballot. See if somebody votes for you, basically stealing your identity. How to call the sheriff's office. Do not call 911. It says it in the video. You have to call the regular phone number to the sheriff's office from the polling place. Tell them you'd like to make out a police report for stolen identity. Somebody voted for me. Have it investigated. Tell the prosecutor you want to prosecute. Well, who do I prosecute? I don't know, the person who voted for me. But here's the loophole. What gives you legal standing to bring this complaint? Well, in the state of Michigan, folks, we have voter motor registrations going on at our Secretary of State's office. This policy started under Terry Lynn Land. I have been in Secretary of State's offices watching and seeing migrant workers, the people picking the cherries, picking the grapes in Traverse City with my own eyes. I know full well that they are migrant workers. I've been around these people. I've worked with these people. I know their dress. I know their speaking capabilities of English. I know it all. And I have seen and witnessed with my own eyes illegals who are not citizens of the United States getting a driver's license at Barlow Street in Traverse City, Michigan, Secretary of State office. Having to get a Spanish-speaking translator employee to come over and communicate with these people in Spanish. I have seen them get driver's licenses, take the test in Spanish, get their picture taken, and then asking them if they would like to register to vote. These people don't understand our laws. They don't understand our Constitution. But you're at a Secretary of State's office. You're there to get a driver's license. This person of authority, who they perceive this person to be, asked them point blank if they'd like to register to vote. You mean I can vote in this country? Cool. Yeah, I'll register. Without asking for a birth certificate. Without asking if they've become a naturalized citizen. Asking them whether or not they're a citizen or not. Registering that person, putting them on the qualified voter file through the Secretary of State's office. That is not somebody registering to vote at a local clerk's office. So what does the Secretary of State do? They inform the local clerks that you must go to my website, secretarystate.gov, and upload the new voter registrations that come through our Secretary of State's office while people are getting driver's licenses. Being the good little dutiful clerks that they are, they follow instructions. There's only one problem. They're just not downloading driver registration, voter registrations from the Secretary of State's offices. I believe they are putting dead people and people that no longer live in our counties back into the local qualified voter files. If I'm wrong, let's just simply do an audit of every qualified voter file in the entire state of Michigan. All 83 counties, all 1,600 townships, cities, and villages in the entire state of Michigan, prove me wrong, Jocelyn Benson. She even gave the username and passwords to liberal organizations to register people to vote on college campuses in our last election of 2022. It's got to stop, people. We need to clean up the qualified voter files. Make sure only U.S. citizens are voting. That's it for today. Now back to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. The music, the memories. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then